For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Jace Wagner, Chief Financial Officer with Compeer Financial, joining us. Jace, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being here in Kansas City.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Compeer Financial, if you're late to the dance, say Compeer Financial, recent merger of three financial institutions into one, and you guys continuing many of the same great services.
Yes, we merged AgStar Financial Services in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Badgerland in Wisconsin, and the First Farm Credit operation in Northern Illinois. Brought those groups together as of July 1st, and continuing the same service. You'll work with the same people out in the field, but we're merging to add some other benefits like portfolio diversity, new products and services, and that scale that can help us work through this downturn.
And agriculture, no matter how you look at it, I think it's finally sunk in. Agriculture is a business, and we need to have a strategic plan here.
Yeah, we believe that the combination of the three creates a good platform for our producers to continue to work with us, develop risk management plans, work together to work our way through these low prices and really thrive.
A lot of folks want to say, Joe or Jace, you know, things. How are things going to change? Nothing's going to change in a negative manner, right?
Yeah, we believe that you'll work with the same people that you have been. You'll be able to offer a specialized group of products. So we'll be able, if you're looking at a hog barn or you're looking at a poultry barn, we have people that are specialized in those areas. And if you're doing a dairy expansion, those are items that we can bring that expertise that we have across the spectrum to bear. Crop insurance is another one where we've developed some proprietary products over time. We're going to roll those out across the territory, benefit all of our producers as they look to work through the next few years.
And Jace, we're dealing with a certain time where there's a lot of question marks, or where's the direction we going? When are these markets going to come back? It's kind of a tough time on the countryside.
It is a tough time. I think we've been able to see a lot of producers make adjustments and be able to adjust to the low prices. We continue to see that, you know, preaching education, risk management, understanding your cost of production. We've seen a lot of people be successful, so we know it can be done, and we look forward to working with producers to help make those decisions, continuing to try and stay ahead of this downturn.
You mentioned, too, just on the consolidation, everybody coming together. I mean, you're covering every sort of aspect of agriculture. If you dairy, if you got poultry, if whatever it may be, there's a room in the Compeer umbrella for you.
Absolutely. That diversification that we got, we have Eastern and Western Corn Belt within the cash grains. We have dairy, we have swine, we even have timber up in the northern part of our territory. And then leasing products, home mortgage products as well. So if you're a hobby farmer that's looking to move into the country or refinance your house, we're part of that solution as well. So it's really across the spectrum of diversification. Ag business is another area, renewed interest and level of investment in that area as well over the next few years.
Boy, I got a young lady I live with who need to talk about this whole hobby farm thing. I've been bringing up and I've been getting a cold shoulder, so maybe we can join forces in this maybe.
You know, part of the journey in becoming or owning a hobby farm is really finding a lender. And that's been a lot of difficulty. And we recognize that there's a hole in the market out there. We're here to fill that. We're not always associated with home loans or hobby farms, but that is a renewed effort that we're trying to make. And we believe it's a spot where we can have an impact in rural America, creating communities that are strong for both the ag producer and the urban person who wants to live in a better quality of life.
I know in the past I've had a chance to talk to Mr. Munson about, you know, you guys are really focused on community too and just the overall good. You guys do a lot in that area as well.
Yeah, community investment is something all three were very strong at. The board has made a commitment to invest about $3 million, which is a significant increase over the past, to stay in those rural communities, help with disaster relief, scholarships, 4-H, all of the things that are happening in those rural communities, making a big investment, continuing to stay in those rural communities. We're here to champion the hopes and dreams of rural America, and that's a big part of it.
Jace, we appreciate your time. Thank you to Compeer Financial for being here in Kansas City, okay?
Yeah, look forward to more discussion as we go.
You bet. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri, here on Chasm Radio.